Hello.
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Unions of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Can I speak with Daniel Holland, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for the purpose for this survey, let me open this up real quick. Okay, to start, how many years have you worked in masonry industry?
20.
Okay, 11, 12. Okay, 20 years.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Would you say you're mason,
I'm a finisher,
cement
mason? Bricklayer. I'm a bricklayer, yeah.
Bricklayer. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir, and on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, a finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Between journeyman and foreman, I guess, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, and yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Okay. And, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, you know, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months, if, you know, in your craft, if any?
Weeks, maybe one.
Okay, maybe one. All right. All right, sir, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yeah, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No. Never.
Okay.
Never even thought twice about it. No.
Oh, all right. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same as, you know, the same number as they were this time last year?
There's more, yeah.
Bullshit.
I would
more,
say.
More construction projects. Okay.
Yeah. They're building giant complexes next to me.
Yeah. All right. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer construction projects?
No,
they're about
non-union.
The same, as it were?
There's more jobs, but less union jobs, yeah.
Okay.
Stuff that's going up, yeah, is not built by union guys, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
there's
right.
More jobs.
All right, sir.
There's, the stuff that is being built is not built by union contractors, yeah.
Okay. All right. And yes or no, do you get the same, the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform, you know, the work on the union practice in your community?
Yeah, no, they do terrible work.
All right. And yes or no, thinking about, you know, all the jobs in which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointment by the union on any of them?
I'm sorry, repeat the question. I misunderstood you. Yeah. I think, yeah, say that one more time.
Thinking about, you know, all the jobs on which you have worked in the past 12 months,
okay.
Was there
okay.
a steward appointed by the union of any on any of them?
Yeah, I would say probably one out of three. I saw them one day. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir. And then yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And thinking about the last job in which you work, do you know whether it was funded by primarily privately through your state or local government or through the federal government, or do not know?
No, neither. I know it was private. Yeah.
It was private. Okay. All right. Thank
it
you.
It was. Yeah.
All right. So in thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I think more, personally.
Okay, more unemployment.
It's getting cold. It's getting cold where I live.
Okay. Okay, now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I'd imagine it stays the same. I hope it stays the same.
Okay. All right, sir, and switching gears a bit, thinking about your work, you know, on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Would that be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or no real safety concerns for you, sir?
No real safety concerns.
All right, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the last in the past 12 months?
No.
No,
I'm a union, okay. But I have not. I have not attended a meeting, no.
Okay, and for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity, okay, in the past 12 months. Union organizing, would you say yes or no?
No.
What about picketing?
No, not in the last 12 months, no.
What about political canvassing?
No. I mean, personal stuff, but no, not.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, now in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say never, occasionally, or regularly?
I would say occasionally is
occasionally.
The closest
okay.
thing.
All right, sir,
yeah.
now. Okay. Changing to the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are mostly like to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from, okay? The first one will be radio, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors. Okay, so
the internet,
The internet or social media?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay,
yeah.
What about which one would be your second? Would that be print or online newspapers? Cable news.
I would say the people I work closest to. Yeah.
So friends and neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about radio or local TV news programming?
Yeah. I mean, I watch it, but
okay, that would be
there's
like
not
the third
much.
One, and then
they don't attend that kind of information.
Okay, what about radio or cable news or print online newspaper?
Yeah, that, like I said, they don't attend that kind of news, yeah.
Okay, so but if you had to watch it, I mean, which one would be your, you know, other than three?
Oh, it would definitely be the TV news, I guess, yeah.
Cable news or cable news?
Sure.
Okay.
Cable, sure.
Okay, what about radio and print online newspapers, other than two?
Out of those two, yeah. Probably
which one?
Print.
Radio?
I would say print.
Print. Okay.
No, print.
Okay, so
yeah.
We'll leave, print.
Radio.
We'll leave
radio
for last.
I
all
listen
right.
to a lot
all
of the radio,
right.
but I don't pay attention to most of it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, now which of the following issues matter most to you, you know, right now? Would that be the environment, foreign policy, healthcare, education, immigration, support for labor unions, jobs, you know, and the economy, or something else?
Is this a ranking too as well? Because I have a concern about jobs, and I have a concern about my daughter is also in education, so I think those two are...
But out of
the
them
most
two,
prominent
which one? Because okay.
Which I gotta pick
two,
one though. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, because it will jump to the next question.
Education.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And as you may know, you know, back BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen her or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I understand prevailing wage and that kind of stuff, yes.
Okay. Would that be a lot or heard about it, some about it, or a little
bit? A lot, yeah.
A lot.
I would
say
a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing, wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat
important?
I'd say
important, very, 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 very fucking important.
Very important. The federal elected officials support it. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. I think it's very important that they do that. Yeah.
Okay. That's what. Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or Republican Party more, strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Democratic Party. Absolutely.
Democrat. Okay. All right, sir. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over dispute regarding pay, and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute? Would you say the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I would say the workers.
Would that be much more or just somewhat more?
Strong one more, yeah.
Okay, much more, all right. All right, sir, now please indicate if you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first one will be his job as president overall. Would that be approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
He's the fucking president. He can't do anything. So, I mean, yeah. I strongly approve of what he talks about. Yeah, sure.
Okay. What about the economy?
Okay, yeah.
Would that be strongly or somewhat or disapprove somewhat?
Yeah,
or
I would say I strongly agree with what he does if it was going to happen. Yeah.
Okay. What about healthcare?
Okay. Has not been able to do anything and has not done anything with healthcare. So I don't blame him for that. I don't blame him for that. So,
okay.
I strongly agree. I strongly agree with what he's trying to do, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
What about immigration?
Okay. I strongly agree, man. I'm okay with, I'm okay with more foreigners coming to the country and working hard. I'm okay with that.
Okay, what about foreign affairs?
Okay, I think he's an idiot. Yeah. I'd say he did, what's the middle? Somewhat agree.
Okay, what about
somewhat
for labor unions? Support for labor unions. You think he's done a good job or not?
Somewhat
agree on that. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Agree
all right, sir.
That,
we almost finished with this survey. I really appreciate your time. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
I strongly disapprove. Yeah. I don't think it's his fault or Congress's fault, but I strongly disapprove with how our government's handled. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And, are you registered to vote?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the election for president and other office in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote?
110%. Yeah, almost certain.
Okay.
Yeah, 110.
All right. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and for whom would you vote, sir?
Absolutely, Joe Biden, sorry. Yeah.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and then yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah.
Would you say yes or no?
I wish I had more of it, yes.
Okay. And turning back to BAC, okay, BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Okay. All right, sir. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say good.
Good. All right. All right, sir. In your own words, okay, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Trim the fat.
Okay. You think trim the fat?
Yep. You said my own words, right?
Okay.
Trim the fat.
I hope they understand this language. Okay. Okay. Trimming the fat.
Yep. Trim the fat. Yep.
Trim the fat. You're
finishing up a fucking bull elk, we're fucking, pig, you trim the fat off, make bacon, make side pork, trim the fat. That's how I think we could improve the union, yes.
Okay, that's what you think, what you think, right, the union should do?
What do I think the union should do? I think there are too many people that aren't making money for the union.
Okay. Trim the fat. That means
get rid of all the people
many
soaking up free money. Yeah, everybody's daughter who's the secretary and all that shit. Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I make all the money, and all these motherfuckers are just taking advantage of it. Yeah.
So get rid of all the useless people. Should I?
Yeah. Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, useless people. That way they understand. They're gonna say trim the fat. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a euphemism. That's a euphemism in English for you. You can use that one. Trim the fat. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
All right, sir.
Yeah,
okay. And what do you think the union top priority should be for the rest, for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on right now?
Bringing people into the union.
Okay.
More apprentices, more workers. Expand.
Okay. Oh, workers.
You want me to tell them how to do it? Fuck. I don't know. Yeah. Advertise more. I don't know. We need more people coming in. We've got a lot of people going out. We've got a lot of people retiring. We need more young people coming into the trade. Yeah.
Okay.
We need
so
more
we have
apprentices.
A lot of people retiring, right?
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of people retiring, and we need more young people coming into the trade.
Oh, young people. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, there's not enough bricklayers around.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would that be mail, text, like SMS, job site, union meetings, or email?
I'm going to say mail. I would like mail. More union meetings. I would like more union meetings, but we don't get that. So how I receive it is through mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BEC? Would you say never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
A couple times a year. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, okay, now I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purpose. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
I would say Democrat, yes.
Okay, Democrat. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat or not?
What's that? I'm sorry, say that again. Do I believe myself to be a Democrat?
Do you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I would say, sure. I'm a strong Democrat.
All right, sir. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I am, Caucasian, I guess. I'm Lebanese.
Okay. Caucasian.
Most of my family is Lebanese,
Caucasian.
But Muslim. I'm not right. Muslim. We're Catholic, but we're Lebanese. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And finally, strictly for vacation purpose, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Dan. Daniel.
Okay, Dan. This concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and appreciate your honest opinion. Okay, you have a great evening, sir.
Yeah. You as well. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.